Let's continue on with our freedom of speech exercise, shall we? We do it every day here on the Steve Gruber Show. Follow us at stevegruber.com or you can drop me a line. If you're so inclined, you can hit us on the Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Our best call so far, New Zealand called in. We go halfway. We go all the way around the world and then some, I suppose. But here's my freedom of speech exercise for today. I don't always agree with Bill Maher. But lately he must have been listening to the program. Bill Maher's been listening closely to the program because he's picking up on some important and salient points that I find impressive. Thank you, Bill, for listening, if you're out there. And one of the things he said here just recently, because we're talking about mass shootings so much, he said in August, 53 Americans died from mass shootings. Terrible, right? Well, in that same month of August, more than 40,000 Americans died from obesity. He said it's time to bring back shaming, fat shaming. When your BMI is 100, it's time to bring back fat shaming, so said Bill Maher. He said, quite honestly, we shamed people out of smoking. We have shamed people out of doing all sorts of things. Shamed people into wearing seatbelts. The first part of reform is shaming people, saying, hey, man, have some pride in yourself. Get your act together. But I want you to think about that for just a moment. 40,000 people a month or more now die of obesity. 70% of Americans are either overweight or obese according to medical standards. Consider that. Overweight or obese according to medical standards. I'm looking at a study here from the National Health Institutes in the UK in a book called Unnatural Causes. Forensic pathologist Dr. Richard Shepherd has observed how over the years the dead bodies he's examining have changed dramatically. Yes, he's a pathologist. He's the undertaker, right? He is the coroner. He says, unless a patient is homeless or has died of cancer or is so old or poor they could not eat, few of the bodies I examine are in the same shape as the ones I did in the 1980s. Which brings me back to pictures. Go look at pictures of people celebrating the end of World War II. Go look at pictures of people celebrating the launch and the moon landing in 1969. Look at that. My oldest child graduated from high school 24 years after I did. Same school. When I went to school, there were a couple of very large people in my class of about 150. When I went back for her graduation in 2008 from high school, I thought the risers were going to give way. I thought that I'm looking at the gowns thinking, thank God they're so big. They must have shopped at Omar's Tent and Awning Shop to make those fit. I mean, seriously. Look at the size of these people. So maybe fat shaming is what Bill Maher suggests. But the debate has got to be had in America. You've got 40,000 people a month dying from obesity and 40,000 a month dying from smoking. And yet across the country right now, the big rage for health emergency is about vaping. Six people have died. Six. Now that's tragic in its own way, but let's be honest with each other here. Obesity and smoking are collectively killing more than a million Americans a year, not to mention people around the world. Go look up the statistics for your state. Find out how fat people really are and what they're doing about it. And at this time of this medical crisis, which it is, they want to put us all on a government health care plan? Does that seem equitable to you? What if you're one of the 30%? What if you're part of the 30% and you have a normal body weight and you've taken care of yourself and you eat properly and you exercise regularly? Do you want to be there pulling out your wallet to pick up the tab for the well-feds? I mean, when you see a car rolling down the road and it's sitting on one tire because there's only one person in the car and it's riding hard on one side, do you want to pay for that person's medical care when you've taken care of yourself? These are serious questions. Do you want to take care of somebody that's smoked for 40 years? Do you believe it's your responsibility to pick up the tab when they're in the end of life and they're having, you know, full-blown lung cancer and other issues, COPD and a tumor in their esophagus or whatever it may be? It seems to me that these bad choices by so many around us should not be my responsibility or my bill, is what I'm saying. And so Bill Maher exposing this time bomb of health, because here's the problem with obesity. Smoking rates have leveled out and are actually decreasing in many areas. Obesity, however, continues to, if I may, expand. And as people get larger, the health concerns also get larger. Diabetes, cancer, hypertension, strain on your muscles and your joints, all of these things play out in a way that is killing us. It is absolutely killing us. And it's time to have a serious conversation about the health of America. Healthcare is one thing, but you have to start with a healthier populace. The United States military can't even find enough people to fill their ranks that are low enough in weight oftentimes. One of the big roadblocks to getting people to join the Army or the Navy or the Marines is because they're just too fat. So have a serious conversation about that. That's what we should be doing, and we're starting today. Thanks for being here. All right, it's the Steve Gerber Show on a Thursday, September the 19th. We're going to take a break. Rounding out hour number one, headed for the turn. Don't go anywhere. I'm Steve Gerber.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.